the use of tariffs has certainly gotten the attention of Canada and Mexico. You know, they're some of the people most directly impacted by it. But, you know, by and large, the relationships we have with these countries has allowed us to have these conversations before these meetings. So, you know, I think there's curiosity from a lot of people, certainly wanting to have a better understanding of what the end goal, what the strategy is. And, you know, that's a question that's common in the U.S. too. So it's the same conversation had with a different audience. And so I think this has given us a chance to really talk about NCBA's position, our support of the president taking aggressive action. And it also allows us to draw attention to some of these other trading partners who have notoriously targeted beef for restrictions, and to try to find ways to open those markets.
Now, in the ongoing trade war with China, fresh tariffs imposed on China by the U.S. start September 24th. And Backus says it is the president following through on his commitments.
You know, this is just the president following through with his commitment to level the playing field in China. We have known for a while that there was going to be another round of tariffs or ratcheting up tariffs on Chinese goods. Keep in mind, China sends a lot more to the United States than we send to China. So they've got a lot to lose. And so by targeting an additional $200 billion worth of Chinese goods, that creates even more leverage on China to actually make some systemic changes inside their economy. So, you know, I think the end goal is to really try to address some of these problems that where China has essentially stolen intellectual property or forced companies to hand over a lot of their trade secrets if they want to do business there. You know, beef will continue to be a target, even though we had a small presence there. And other ag commodities are going to be a target as well. But, hopefully, these leverage tariffs will bring the Chinese to the table. And we'll be able to have some kind of negotiated solution. I don't really see this ending anytime soon, simply because China's digging in and taking a firm position of not wanting to meet with the administration and not wanting to blink, essentially. And so, you know, we're hopeful that this will be resolved, but I think we need to be prepared that it may take. Additional pressures. It may take additional economic loss in China to bring them to the table. But I think there's no question that the president and the rest of the administration is firmly committed to addressing a lot of these trade issues with China. And hopefully at the end of that whole process, we'll be able to see restored access for U.S. beef and other U.S. ag goods, but also improved access.